ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద్ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఏ ప్రిటెన్షియస్ రిలీజియస్ సిస్టమ్ మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చర్ బై వన్ హూ విల్ఫుల్లీ నెగ్లెక్ట్స్ ది ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ డ్యూటీస్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ఏ అభాస్, ఏ డీమ్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఫాల్స్ సిమిలారిటీ. బట్ ఈఫ్ వన్ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ ది ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ డ్యూటీస్ ఫర్ హిజ్ పర్టిక్యులర్ ఆశ్రమ్ ఆర్ బర్న్, వై ఆర్ దే నాట్ సఫిషియంట్ టు మిటిగేట్ ఆల్ మెటీరియల్ డిస్ట్రెసెస్? It is indicated here that everyone should strictly follow the principles of varna and ashrama as given in the Shastra. In the Vishnu Purana 389 it is said, varna ashrama chara vrataha purusena parapuman vishnur aradhyate pantha nanyatattva sakaranam. One should focus upon the destination for progress, which is to become Krishna conscious. This is the aim of and end of all varnas and ashramas. However, if Vishnu is not worshipped, the followers of the varna ashrama institution manufacture some concocted god. Thus it has now become fashionable for any rascal or fool to be elected god, and there are many missionaries who have conducted their own gods, giving up their relationship with the real god. In Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said that one who worships the demigods has lost his intelligence. Nonetheless, we find that even an illiterate person who has lost all intelligence is elected god. And although he has a temple, it has meat-eating sannyasis, and many polluted activities go on there. This type of religious system, which misguides its poor followers, is strictly forbidden. Such pretentious religious system should be stopped altogether. The original system is that a brahmana should actually become a brahmana. She should not only take birth in a brahmana family, but must also qualify it. Also, even if one is not born in a brahmana family, but has brahmanical qualifications, he must be considered a brahmana. By strictly following the system, one can be happy without extra endeavor. స్వభావ విహిత ధర్మ కశ్చనస్త ప్రశాంతయే. ది రియల్ ఎయిమ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ టు మిటిగేట్ డిస్ట్రెస్, అండ్ వన్ కెన్ డూ దిస్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ బై ఫాలోయింగ్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ శాస్త్ర. ఓం అజ్ఞానాతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశైలాకయా చక్ష్యూరున్మీలితం జేన తస్మై శ్రీగురుభే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామహం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందే అహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథానితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణా చైతన్యదేవం. శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖానితాంశ్చ. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशः गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। यस्तु इच्छया कृतः पुंभीर आभासो हि आश्रमात् पृथक् स्वभाव विहित धर्म कस्य नेस्तः प्रशान्तये। ए प्रिटेंशियस रिलीजियस सिस्टम मैन्युफैक्चर्ड बाय वन हु विलफुली नेग्लेक्ट्स द प्रेस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटीज ऑफ हिज ऑर्डर ऑफ लाइफ इज कॉल्ड आभास और ए डीम रिफ्लेक्शन और फॉल्स सिमिलैरिटी। But if one performs the prescribed duties for his particular ashram or varna, why are they not sufficient to mitigate all material distresses? So, to the purport, to this verse, Prabhupada is beginning his sentence that it is indicated here that everyone should strictly follow the principles of varnashrama dharma as given in Shastra. So, the last word of the sentence is Shastra. And the concluding sentence of this purport that the real aim of life is to mitigate distress and one can do this very easily by following the principles of Shastra. So, Prabhupada is giving so much importance to follow the principles given in Shastra. That is why it is told that Shastra Chakshusa. We can see everything in the eye of Shastra. What is given in Shastra? Yang Shastra Vidhing Utsajya Vartate Kama Karataha Na Cha Sukham Avapnati Na Santing Na Parangatim. As in 16th chapter Bhagavad Gita, 23rd verse. So, Lord Shri Krishna, he also emphasizes on this point. Shastram vidhi utsaji. One should not give up the principles given in Shastra. If someone gives up the principles given in Shastra and acts whimsically according to his own speculation, then he cannot achieve Sukham means happiness, or nacha sukham avapnati na santing, he cannot achieve peace of mind, or finally he cannot achieve the supreme destination of his life, that is return back to Godhead, parangatim. So everyone has to follow Shastra very strictly. What is given in Shastra, that is called Dharma. Dharma to Sakhyat Bhagavat Pranitam. Dharma, the religious principles are given by Lord Himself. And what is the religious principle? That is in previous purport Prabhupada mentioned that the real religious principle is Sarva Dharman Paritajya Maam Ekam Saranam Braja. That is the instruction of Shastra. Surrendered unto Krishna. That is the essence of all instructions. Sabai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhyaje. To perform devotional service unto adhokhyaja, our Supreme Lord Vishnu, that should be the goal of life. That is the real aim or teachings of all the shastras. And that is called dharma, what is given in shastra. That's why it is mentioned that the religious principles that obstructs one from following his own religion are called vidharma. Religious principles introduced by others are called paradharma. Religious, a new type of religion created by one who is falsely proud and who opposes the principles of the Vedas is called upadharma. And interpretation by one's jugglery of words is called chaladharma. So all these types of unwanted, the so-called dharmas are created because disobeying these principles of shastra. So that's why in this verse specifically, Prabhupada gives so much importance in his purport for following shastra. One has to follow shastra very strictly, what is given in shastra. But how can one understand shastra? This is also another difficulty. It is not so easy to understand shastra. Dharmasya tattva nihitam guhayam mahajana jaina gathasya pantha. What is given in shastra or what is dharma, religion, and what is irreligion, it is very difficult to understand also. One can read shastra, the Sanskrit verses or maybe a scholar, but what is the real meaning, it is very difficult to understand. That's why I told it is very sacred. Nihitam guhayam, it is very difficult to understand what is the real purpose of shastra. So one can understand shastra by following the footprints of Mahajans. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. By following the footprints of Mahajan or a sadhu, one can understand shastra. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, dharma sansthapana hetu sadhu vyavahar puri gosaira je acharan sei dharma sar. Told in a regard in group when Mahaprabhu was glorifying to Madhavendra Puri. He was telling, a sadhu vyavahar, a saintly person behaves in such a way that by his own behavior or by his own act, he teaches the common people how to act or how to follow the principles of dharma. Dharma sansthapana hetu sadhu vyavahar. To establish the religious principles, a sadhu acts in such a way. And whatever a sadhu or saintly person, a mahajan, he establishes certain principles by his own act in his life, the common peoples follows the path. Jajat acharate sastha tattat devetarajana sajat pramanam kurute loka stadanu vartate. A great personality, he acts in certain way. He is always act according to shastra. But how to follow shastra, we can learn from such a personality like Madhavendra Puri or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Srila Prabhupada. We have to know the how to follow principle. That we have to learn from a Mahajan, from a sadhu. Just like today is a Jagannath Rathajatra at Puri. So generally in Jagannath Puri, the peoples, they complain about the Rathajatra functions we are performing in ISKCON. They thought that only that particular day, on this Asada Sukla Ditya Tithi, this is the only day to perform Rathajatra festival. There no other day is permitted in shastra. That is their vision or their understanding. But we can see how we are following Srila Prabhupada. What is Prabhupada is following? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we can, Prabhupada told, we can perform Ratha Yatra every day. What is the harm? Because what is the secret behind Ratha Yatra performing this Ratha Yatra festival? Or dragging Jagannath Balaram Subhadra from in chariot, from Nilachal, means this is a place where Jagannath Balaram, Baladev and Subhadra Maharani's temple in Puri, that is called Nilachal. And they dragged to a place that is called Sundarachala, the another place. Actually, the secret behind that, this Nilachal is called as Dwaraka, and this is the road just in front of Jagannath temple. The road just goes from the main temple to the Gundichan temple. This road is known as Kurukshetra. And the Rath stops, and where the Lord resides for 1 week, that place is called Sundarachala, that is Vrindavan. So we are dragging Lord from, just like Lord Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra, they come from Dwaraka to Kurukshetra in occasion of sun eclipse. And the Brajavasis, the gopis, they come to Kurukshetra also in same occasion, and they just trying to pull the cart of Lord Jagannath Balaram Subhadra or Krishna Balaram. They wanted to take them to Vrindavan. That is the mood of Ratha Yatra. Why you are performing Ratha Yatra? The secret they don't understand. What is Ratha Yatra? But acharyas, they explained us why you perform Ratha Yatra. What is the secret behind? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing, he was dancing in front of Jagannath cart, he was chanting different verses. Sometimes he chanting, most times Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but sometimes he was chanting some verses like some ordinary song, just like a ordinary village girl sings to attract his beloved or his lover. Sometimes Mahaprabhu used to chant one verse in front of Ratha Yatra. Ya kaumara harasa eva hi barasta eva chaitrakhyapa stacha unmilita malati surabhaya praudha kadamba anila sa chaivaspi tathapi tatra suratapyaparalilabhidhavu reva radhasi betasi tarutale cheta samutkanthate. That very personality who stole my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlight, nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of the Malati flowers is there. And the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of Reva under the Betasi tree. That is my desire. There is a verse, like ordinary verse, common people cannot understand what is the meaning. Why Mahaprabhu is singing this verse? What is the deep meaning? No one understands, only Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is Mahaprabhu's secretary, he knows the meaning of this verse. But 1 year there another personality came. Who? Rupa Goswami. So when he heard this verse Mahaprabhu was singing, then he could understand. Because he is Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Janabhutale. Rupa Goswami could understand what is within the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So understand the meaning. So then Rupa Goswami returned to his Bhajan Kutir. He was staying with Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Then he explains what is the deep meaning behind this verse chanted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Sri Radha Gopalananda ki jai. So Rupa Goswami explained what is the deep meaning behind this verse chanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because ordinarily it looks like a village girl is singing just to, about his her experience about her lover or something. So Rupa Goswami, he composed another verse. Priya so ayam Krishna sahachari Kurukshetra milita stathaham saradha tadiya bhaya sangama sukham tathapi antas khelanam madhura murali panchamajuse manami kalindi pulina vipinaya spruhayati. My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani. Now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but I would still like to go to the bank of the Jamuna, beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan. So that is the clear meaning given by Rupa Goswami. That why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Jagannath? Because he is just enjoying that mood of Radharani. Radhaya pranaya madhuri kidrisava. Mahaprabhu was thinking himself as Radha. And he is thinking Jagannath sitting on chariot as Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is dancing, thinking Krishna is there. So he is enjoying that mood of Radharani. And that Mahaprabhu was thinking, I am Radha and he is Krishna. And this is Kurukshetra. And Krishna is just sitting on his chariot. That's why Mahaprabhu was thinking, I have to drag now Krishna from this Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. So that is the sacred meaning. And when Rupa Goswami wrote this verse, then he just fold it and put in on the roof, test roof there in cottage. And just he went to take bath to see. In the meantime, Mahaprabhu arrived there. And Haridas Thakur was there. And because Mahaprabhu knows everything, he is suddenly took that piece of paper from the roof and just opened it and then he read this poem. Then he told Haridas, who wrote this poem? Who wrote this? Then he told it was Rupa. He just wrote this verse, then he just put it there and he went to see for a bath. So then Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami was there. He asked, "Oh Swarup Damodar, how this Rupa understood my mind? What was going on within me? How this Rupa could understand? And how could he compose this verse, knowing the internal meaning? Why I was chanting that particular song? Saito parana natho painu jaha lagi madana dahane jhuri genu." Another verse Mahaprabhu used to sing also very often. How this Rupa Goswami understood, then Swarup Damodar told, definitely your mercy is there. Without your mercy, how could one understand your mind? You must have show your mercy to that personality, the Rupa Goswami. The Mahaprabhu told, yes, in Prayag, this Rupa met me and seeing a qualified person, so I empowered him. So one can understand also Shastra, who is empowered by Krishna, and Acharya, he can understand the principles, what is given in Shastra, what is the real meaning. So in this way, Rupa Goswami could understand the mind of Mahaprabhu and he composed this verse. So that's why the Ratha Yatra, why we are performing Ratha Yatra, the sacred meaning why Mahaprabhu was performing Ratha Yatra, why he was dancing in front of Ratha Yatra. So that's why we are performing Ratha Yatra in that mood. We are taking
Jagannath or Krishna to Vrindavan. That is our mood. That's why we can perform every day Rath Yatra. We can perform Rath Yatra every day. But no Rath Yatra in Vrindavan. We don't have any Rath Yatra in Vrindavan. Because from other places we are taking Jagannath to Vrindavan. So from Vrindavan where we have to take him. So that's why Shastra, everything must be understood in Shastra, but Shastra should be interpreted by an authorized person in Parampara, by Acharya. Otherwise, this Prabhupada wrote that there are so many Sahajiyas, they interpret Shastra according to their own whimsical speculations. That's why all these cheating religions are coming out. There are so many gods now, specifically in India, we find so many gods are there. Just moving gods. And there is about 6 incarnations of Kalki in India. 6 different peoples are claiming we are Kalki Bhagavan. One time the TV peoples, they called the different Kalkis. They did not know that they are some interview, but they phone and they called them. They all together in one hall. Then who is the real Kalki? They fighting each other, shouting. Who is the real Kalki? In last, now is Kumbh Mela also coming. And in previous Kumbh Mela, there was one Kalki Bhagavan. He appeared in Kumbh Mela in Allahabad. I've seen it practically, how he was walking. There are big also signboards. Kalki Bhagavan arriving in Kumbh Mela. And that big procession, everyone, about 200-300 followers, they're chanting Kalki Bhagavan ki jai, Kalki Bhagavan ki jai. One person is just walking in front of them. So, because there is an interview I saw just beside of ISKCON camp, there is a camp of Shankaracharya, is a Dwaraka Pit, Shankaracharya, Swarupananda something, his name. So, he called invited this Kalki Bhagavan. Why is telling him I am Bhagavan? He asked, why you are telling you are Bhagavan? He told, because my guru told I am Bhagavan. My guru, he feel that I am Bhagavan. I have some extraordinary features in my body and I have some mystical power, something like this, he explained. He told, actually if someone is Bhagavan, that is must be proved in Shastra. That is told in Bhagavatam. That Bhagavan or Kalki Bhagavan in this age of Kali, he will appear in the end of Kali Yuga. This total Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years to cover. And now only 5,000 years left. So how he appear now? It is beginning of Kali Yuga. Told, no, by seeing the so much suffering of the conditioned souls, I could not tolerate. I just appeared. Told, okay. And Bhagavatam, it is told that, Shastra, it is mentioned that Kalki Bhagavan will appear in a village named Sambhalgram, particular village in UP. That is Sambhalgram, near the city called Muradabad. There is a small village, Sambhalgram. Practically in that village now, we see there 95% are Muslims, and there is very old Kalki Bhagavan's temple. From very time, no one knows from what time this temple was built. It's a very old temple, and Kalki Bhagavan is sitting on horseback with a very big sword. So, Shankaracharya asked him that actually Kalki Bhagavan has to appear in Sambhalgram in UP. What is your birthplace? He told, I appeared in somewhere near Madras in South India. Told, then how you are Kalki Bhagavan? This is not proved in Shastra. So, it is mentioned in Shastra that father of Kalki Bhagavan, Kalki, his name will be Vishnu Jasa. What is your father's name? He told something different. Finally, like this, Shastra and there's some talk was between. Then finally, Shankaracharya told, so you are not Kalki Bhagavan. Shastra is not proved. So why you are claiming that I am Kalki Bhagavan? But his followers shouted very heavily, no, no, Kalki Bhagavan ki jai, Kalki Bhagavan ki jai, started shouting. Then finally, some ISKCON devotees, they would stick there. So one devotee particular just to want to beat him. They stopped somehow, or the rest of some people could not tolerate this person is telling Bhagavan. But finally, in the end of his conversation, then Shankaracharya told that he was telling, actually you are not Kalki Bhagavan, but if you want to be Kalki Bhagavan, then you can meditate that form. By meditating the form of Kalki Bhagavan, you can become also Kalki Bhagavan in future, but not now. That is how also another cheating. So, how this Mayavada, that is their principle. You are not now, you are not God. But if you practice or you can meditate on that form of God, you can in future you can become God. So like this, there are so many cheatings are going on. Basically, even Shankaracharya, he told Shastra, he quoted Shastra and told everything. But in conclusion, he did not accept it. He is interpreting in different way. It clearly given the meaning in Kali Yuga, Kalki Bhagavan is the incarnation, and who is his father, where is his village, everything. And Shankaracharya could understand this. But still he's like, no, you can become also Kalki. Anyone can become Kalki. But he has to practice the process, you have to meditate, and in the future you can become Kalki. So that's why we have to understand Shastra from an authentic source, from the Mahajans. When someone, today is also disappearance day of Swarup Damodar Goswami, that's why any person just want to talk to Mahaprabhu or he has some literary writings or poems, something he want to read in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his pleasure, it must be first examined by Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar has to examine everything before it goes to Mahaprabhu. Because he is authority, he could understand what is proper and what is improper. One time one Bengali poet, he wrote some poems, nice poems, comparing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath. He telling Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme Brahman, is the God himself. And Jagannath is explaining Jagannath as just a wooden form. So he is comparing Jagannath with Mahaprabhu and glorifying Mahaprabhu more than Jagannath. So finally Swarup Damodar could understand this person is not properly interpreting, and he stopped him. This song cannot go to Mahaprabhu. He chastised him. He told he could not understand the purport of Bhagavatam. You have to go and study Bhagavatam from a person Bhagavat. Bhagavata padhagiya Bhagavata sthane. If you want to understand the real meaning of Bhagavatam or Shastra, then you have to go to a person Bhagavat and hear from him. Under his guidance, you can understand what is Shastra. So that's why there is Swarup Damodar Goswami has to examine everything before it is going in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another time also, there is another devotee, Bhagavan Acharya, and his brother name was Gopal. He was studying Vedanta in Banaras, and Bhagavan Acharya, great devotee, he was an internal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was very simple. He was a coward boy in his Krishna's pastime. So one time he told, my brother is also very great scholar. He knows so much philosophy and all these things. He studied long time in Banaras. So maybe he explained something to Mahaprabhu about Shastra in front of. Then Swarup Damodar could understand this person is also not qualified. So in this way we can understand Shastra. Though Shastra is everything, everything given in Shastra. But to realize, to understand Shastra in a proper sense is not possible. Unless we are taking shelter of a Vyakti Bhagavat or a person Bhagavat. That's why this Bhakti Vedanta purport is very important. We have to understand everything according to Srila Prabhupada's explanation. Or it is very, otherwise it is difficult to understand what is given in Shastra. So in this sense we can understand this Ratha Yatra festival that is going on today in Puri. And now already it is 8:30, Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, those who have once there, they can meditate how they are coming from their altar. It's coming out. People said take a dragging them, the big rope just from their what is called belly, or just binded, then just taking a waist, just bringing them out of the altar. This process is known as Pandu Vijay. It's called this. Why this is called Pandu Vijay? There is a great history. That one South Indian, there was a king in Tamil Nadu before. His name was Poundra Vijay. According to Odisha history, during when Ashoka was ruling, the king Ashoka, he was a Magadha, king of Magadha. When he was ruling in Odisha, because he has accepted Buddhism, so the Buddhist peoples, they captured the Jagannath temple. And even now, the Buddhists, they also worship Jagannath, thinking Jagannath as Buddha Dev. And many historians even given the opinion that in the heart of Jagannath, that is one sacred thing, it's called Brahma, is kept inside the small box in his heart. The Buddhist people, they told this is teeth of Buddha, one tooth of Buddha Dev. So they thought Jagannath is Buddha Dev. He's a Buddha. So Buddhist people, they captured the whole temple, they stopped everything, all the worship, whatever the Hindu tradition of worship, they stopped everything. Many years goes like that. And finally, this South Indian particular king, Poundra Vijay, he is one minister, his name was Deveswar. And his son was Acharya for one sampradaya, Vishnu Swami. So anyhow, that king, being advised by his minister, Deveswar, so he attacked Odisha and defeated this, who were the king that time, then he took under him again the Jagannath temple. And so in order to purify the whole situation, because Buddhists are there, so he took Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra out of the main temple, and he put them for some time in Gundicha temple. What is Gundicha temple? And for the renovation of the temple, and there are some jagya and all these things. So on the name of that king, Poundra Vijay, because after long time this process was stopped and he started this process again. So on his name of that king, this particular procession is known as Pandu Vijay. Poundra Vijay, his name was Pandu Vijay. In short, it called Pahandi Vijay. Very slowly, Lutz comes out of his altar. And this is very interesting to see how the bringing Lord. Just they put big, pillow. It is not pillow, not a quilt. Big, round shaped, like pillow, and putting cotton inside, very thick. They put the Lord on one pillow, then they put another pillow in front, then you transfer from this pillow to that pillow. Then that pillow will burst. Then they go another pillow, like this. Very interesting. One time one devotee in Delhi, he has seen that pastime before. So that year particularly, he could not go to Puri. But he was meditating that process, how this Gundicha, this Lord is, how this Pahandi Vijay, just Jagannath is coming out. And his meditation, his name was Paramesthi. He was a tailor. He specifically stitches very costly clothes for the emperor of India, or Badshah, that time is Muslim ruling was there. So he gave a very costly cloth to him for stitching. Very costly clothes, having within border there gold, diamonds and pearls, everything. Very nice. So he made two pillow for the king. And these pillows were there. And that person was meditating, Paramesthi was meditating about that particular process, how Jagannath is coming out of his altar. And he saw meditation that one pillow was there and they transferred Jagannath to that pillow burst. Then for the another step, there is no pillow to put in front. Upon which Jagannath has to transfer or he has to take place. Then in meditation, he just offered his pillow, whatever pillow with him. He offered one pillow to Jagannath there, he put in meditation. And he saw that this pujari is transferred Jagannath to that pillow and Jagannath became very happy and smiling. In this way, his meditation broke, but he saw that actually there are two pillows and one pillow has gone. So what can he do now? He is to give, and next day the king's person came. Told, where is the pillow? Is ready? He told, yes, ready, but what can he told? He just go with one pillow. And he gave that to the king. Told, where is the other one? Then he was fearless, he was a very simple devotee. He explained it to the emperor that what happened. In meditation, I offered it to Jagannath and Jagannath accepted it. So it is with Jagannath. The king became very furious, he became very angry. He chastised. Now I am putting you in jail, what your Jagannath will do, I will see. He arrested him, put him in jail. But in night, Jagannath came in very furious form. And he chastised the emperor. He told, who are you? By my mercy only you are a simple king of this small country, India. Even the Indras, Brahmas, Shiva, they are all are by my blessing, because of my blessing they are in their positions. Immediately you make free my servant, otherwise I will destroy your whole empire and all your family members. The emperor could understand what is the situation. Next day he make this little tailor, this paramastri, get free, but not only that, he accepted him as his spiritual master. That is the instruction of Jagannath. Next day, he put him in a big procession, in a back of a horse, an elephant procession, and the king accepted him as their family guru, to that person. Anyhow, there are so many pastimes, the stories like Jagannath's pastimes. So now, this Pohandi Vijay, Jagannath come out, then he will be taken to the chariot. First Balaram will come, then Subhadra, then Jagannath, the end. Three chariots. This explanation is given by one devotee, Mahaprabhu's intimate associate in Puri. His name was Kanu Khuntia. He's explained that why there is three chariot, why Jagannath, why Balaram is first, why then Subhadra, then why Jagannath in last. He's explained that actually one time in Dwaraka, Krishna was fainted out of separation from the Brajavasis, specifically from Radharani's, because in Braja, the Brajavasis and Radharani's, the gopis, they are also, because of feeling so much separation from Krishna, and specifically Radharani was on her bed, she was also fainted. Lalita and Visakha just putting one speck of cotton into her nose and seeing whether there is she is inhaling or not. So same situation happened automatically to Krishna in Dwaraka, and Krishna fainted. So what happened to Krishna? Everyone thinking, trying their best to bring Krishna to again to his senses, but it was not possible. Finally, when Uddhava was there, finally Narada Muni arrived there, and Narada Muni, he saw the situation. He told, okay, everyone requested Narada, please you sing with your Veena. Narada Muni Bajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name. If you sing Krishna's pastimes with playing your this particular instrument, musical instrument Veena, then Krishna will wake up. Narada told, yes, it is true, but if I am going to start playing, then what will happen? Krishna will wake up And immediately he will not look at anyone else here. He simply run to Braja. He will run to Vrindavan. Then all of you will blame me. That is, Narada kicked out our Krishna from Dwaraka and to Vrindavan. So actually, the situation is someone has to go to Vrindavan and first pacify the Brajavasis there. Specifically gopis, Kavar, they should be pacified. One should go and give message them that Krishna is coming. You should decorate Braja, your house and paths, everything. Decorate properly, nicely. And so Krishna is just coming. Someone should go and pacify the peoples there. Then Krishna will automatically come to the common situation. But who will go? So everyone looked at Uddhava because he was messenger. First time he went to Braja carrying the message of Krishna for the gopis. But Uddhava told, forget it, I cannot go. I know what is situation in Braja. One time I went there because I was a little proud that I am disciple of Brihaspati. I have so much knowledge. And these gopis and Brajavas, they did not know anything. They did not know even the difference between body and soul. So I will give this basic knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, then I can pacify them that you are not soul, you are body. Sorry, you are not body, you are soul. And so Paramatma is sitting in everyone's heart like this. That, but Uddhava told, I have experienced. What happened? I don't want to go there. Neither anyone will believe me. I have already promised to those Brajavasis, I will send Krishna. Very quickly to Vrindavan. But nothing happened. I explained everything to Krishna. What is the situation in Braja? What is the situation of Radharani? What is the situation of Nanda and Jasoda? And I told him to go immediately to Braja, but he is not still here. He did not follow my instruction. Even I have desired to take bath in Braja in form of grass and creepers. That was my desire there. I cannot go there. It is impossible for me. Then everyone look at to Narada. Then everyone look at to Balaram. Balaram told, no, I cannot go also. Because I told so many times this Krishna, this Kanhaiya, you have to go. But I told, let's go to both of brothers to Braja. But he did not follow my instructions. So I personally, alone, went to Braja. And I pacified Mother Jasoda, Nanda and Brajavasis, gopis. And I stayed there for some times. And when I was returning, I promised Mother Jasoda, don't worry, this time I am going back and I will definitely send your Kanhaiya to your feet. But I explained so many things to Krishna, everything, what is happening there, what is going on in Braja, but still he is not going. So how can the Brajavasis believe me? I will go, then I explain something, no one will believe my word. Then who will go to Braja? Everyone just looking each other, then Narada Muni telling that this is the only way to pacify the Brajavasis. Someone should go to Braja and give them message that Krishna is coming. Then when the Brajavasis, specifically gopis and Radharani, they come to their common situations, then it will happen that Krishna will be pacified. Krishna will also wake up and can be pacified. So who will go? Then finally one volunteer come in front. Who is that? Is Subhadra. She told, okay. Because she seeing the situation, she became very compassionate. Subhadra told, okay, don't worry, I want to go. I will go to Braja, I will go to Vrindavan, and I am a woman. I will just sit down in lap of Mother Jasoda and pacify her. And I can go to gopis and tell them also this other peoples in male form, they are all very hard-hearted, they are cheaters, they are all this like, but I am specifically come to pacify you, and whatever I tell them, they will believe me. Like this. Subhadra told, okay, I will pacify, I will go to the situation, face the situation. So when Subhadra just get ready and his chariot get ready, then Balaram told, how can my sister go alone? How could my sister go alone? So I have to go there also. So that's why, and my sister did not know the proper way how to reach there, how to reach Vrindavan. So I know the path, everything. So may not be I deal with the Brajavasis, so Subhadra has to deal everything, but I have to show her the path. So in this way, when Subhadra get ready, then Balaram also get ready. So both chariots get ready. Balaram's chariot is known as Taladhoja, and Subhadra's Ratha is known as Devadalana. So in this way, Narada Muni told, you first, both chariots will go far away, then I will play my veena, then Krishna will wake up. Then he immediately, definitely will wake up and run towards Braja. So that time, myself and Uddhava will carry him to his chariot, so his chariot must be also get ready, Nandi goes. So in this way, find when Balaram and Subhadra, they left, then Narada Muni started playing his veena, singing different pastimes of Krishna in Braja, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, like this. Started playing very nicely, singing the songs, Krishna's pastimes in Braja. Then immediately Krishna woke up. And he just looked around and he just turned up and he just want to run to Braja. Immediately Narada and Uddhava just got hold him and told, we know that you are going to Braja. So we made your chariot ready. Just come and sit on your chariot. So in this way, finally, Krishna followed the procession. So that's why first Balaram, then Subhadra, then Jagannath. They're going from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. This is one way why there are three chariots different. Because Kanukuntia, he's explained this story in his book Mahabhava Prakash. There is in Odia, one book. And Kanukuntia is the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kanu Kuntia say Bisho Parachara Jagannatha Balarama Dui Putra Jara. If even it mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is in Vatsalyaras. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time performed a drama, Kanukunti was played the role of Nanda Maharaj. And in practical he gave up, on Nanda Utsav, when he performed Nanda Utsav, he gave everything in charity. All his properties, everything, all whatever he has in his home. So this is one way of explanation why there are three chariots. First Balaram, then Subhadra, then Jagannath. And in common thing we know why Ratha Yatra is performed. This is also another explanation how is Kurukshetra. How these gopis, they dragging the chariot of Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra to Braja. But in both cases, this Ratha Yatra festival is, we are performing this festival to taking Krishna from Dwaraka or from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. That is the mood. So that's why the common people, they could not understand. Even the Puris, these so-called scholars, these so many Brahmanas, these Pandas, they could not understand what is the philosophy behind. We now understand these secrets of this festival by reading Srila Prabhupada's books and what is the explanation is given by the acharyas. So that's why Shastra must be followed according to it is interpreted by the authorized persons, by the in parampara, by the acharyas. Then it is perfect. Today is another disappearance day of Sivananda Sen also. Sivananda Sen, great devotee. As Kavi Karnapur explained, that Sivananda Sen was a messenger of Radharani. He was a Biraduti. His name, one of gopis, her name was Bira in Krishna's pastimes, and same Bira gopi appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes as Sivananda Sen. And just like Bira Gopi was taking message from Radharani to Krishna, and Krishna was taking message from Krishna to Radharani. Similarly, Sivananda Sen has to bring every year all the, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he stays at Puri, then Sivananda Sen was bringing all the devotees from Gaudiya Desa, from the Bengals to Puri, those who come to meet Mahaprabhu. That was his main service for Mahaprabhu. And one time, just like there is so many types of religion, one time Mahaprabhu empowered one person, his name was Nakula Brahmachari, who was staying at Bardhaman district, someplace. And he was empowered by Mahaprabhu. And he was acting exactly like Mahaprabhu. He was dancing just like Gauranga Mahaprabhu was speaking, and his everything, all his actions are just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So people could understand this power is empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whatever he was preaching to the people are accepting very easily. But Sivananda Sen has some doubt. How is it possible? Gauranga Mahaprabhu will appear within the body of this person, this Nakula Brahmachari. And finally, he came to test what is going on. And he was thinking, if this person is empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he could recognize me. Even I could not go in front of this person, I appeared in this assembly, he could call me, Sivananda Sen, come here. Or he could, what is my Ishta Mantra, or what is mantra I am chanting within my mind, this person could understand also. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu could understand everything. So then thinking in this way, when Sivananda Sen appeared there, immediately Nakula Brahmachari started calling, Sivananda, Sivananda Sen, please come here. Then Sivananda Sen came, then he told, oh, you are thinking and in your mind to examine me. You are chanting in one mantra, having four syllables, Gauru Gopala mantra. It's called Gauranga. That is your Ishta mantra you are chanting all the time. So now Sivananda Sen could understand, yes, this person is actually empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, but now the people, they're taking some clue, they think they are empowered by Krishna. But sometimes there is happened like this, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he empowered Sivananda, Nakula Brahmachari. And so he could preach this Krishna consciousness. So anyhow, in this purport specifically, Prabhupada is mentioning that everything we must understand according to eye of Shastra, and Shastra must be interpreted in parampara by authorized person. And so when by following the footprints of the previous acharyas, mahajans, then we cannot be misguided, then we can make our life successful. Hare Krishna.